Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's good to have you with us this morning. Also joining us, we have Sheriff of Escambia County, Chip Simmons. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. We've had a couple of things happen this week. One case involved a road rage incident and a Melissa Johnson shooting over on Brancas Avenue. Is that right?
Yeah, we arrested a Melissa Danielle Johnson, 30 years old, charged her with 3 counts. Of attempted homicide, discharging a firearm from a vehicle, discharging one into a vehicle. Also had a couple of controlled substance type charges, marijuana and cocaine. It stemmed from a road rage incident, as you mentioned. Apparently, Melissa Johnson was in the car, got upset about another car, and fired a single round from her car into the car of another, injuring one person. You can't do that.
No, you can't. You can't shoot at other people on the road.
Yeah, you can't.
Wow. Is road rage as common as it's been? More common? Less common?
I think it's probably as common. Just think that a lot of people have weapons now, and I think that it seems to me like we're getting more reports of people pulling weapons, not necessarily shooting weapons, but pulling weapons in anger. And again, we can talk all we want to about, people need to relax and calm down and, so they don't need to wave a gun in someone's face because that's what's going to result in.
Right.
If you wave a gun and I'm in a car, I'm thinking you're going to try to hurt me.
Right.
And a reasonable person would think that way too. So that's why we need to be very cautious of that.
In
this situation, she fired a gun from a car into a car and injured an individual.
I mean, if you choose to brandish a firearm against another driver, they're now entitled to shoot you. If they feel like they're in imminent danger and they shoot you because you brandish, that's your fault. That's self-defense, right?
We talk about, is it reasonable to believe that your life is in danger if an individual pulls a gun, again, brandishes it, pulls it,
right,
points
right.
it at you, then yes, I would believe the reasonable person would believe that their life was in danger.
Yeah, and anything can happen at that moment. Man, it's just very, very scary stuff. We also had a case involving, and this is how long I have not been in the dating pool. I guess Facebook has a dating app, and somebody abused that and did bad stuff as a result of the date they created on the Facebook dating app.
Yeah, I was not aware of the Facebook dating, but apparently
you've been married longer than I have.
daters do.
Right.
Or some daters do, and this woman met a guy. His name was Caleb Fast. He's 29 years old on this Facebook dating app. Ends up being he was the situation being he was not friendly at all. And if all this stuff's true, he's a bit of a punk, quite honestly. He is charged with kidnapping, battery, aggravated assault, and sexual assault. According to the victim, he held her against her will, threatened her with a firearm. She attempted to leave. Finally, according to the report, he drank a bottle of wine, passed out, and she fled and notified authorities, and we made the arrest of Mr. Fast and charged him with all those charges.
Dangerous. I mean, just it's a scary world. It really is. And, I know people want to find romance, find companionship, get love, all that kind of stuff, but it's always these apps in general seem to me to be highly risky. I know that's a rare occasion, but it just seems like so many other things we talk about, that social media, that's how kids get in trouble. That's how adults can get in trouble. It seems like a lot of bad things can happen from it. You had a drowning a little while back at the 9 Mile, the fish camp. But you guys are still working on this, trying to figure out what happened?
Yeah, on Friday we got a report from some boaters and from working with Baldwin County Sheriff's Office that there was a body floating in I think it's pretty a river over there by, I guess, Ruby's Fish Camp, Wilson Robertson Boat Launch, which is that area right there on 9 Mile Road just as you get into Alabama.
Okay.
And so our dive team responded out there, and we were able to retrieve the body. It is the body of a female. There is no foul play suspected at this time. But we are continuing to investigate it. We are working with the medical examiner's office to determine exact cause of death because we want to make sure that we cover all the bases before
right.
we make a final determination. And then we will obviously let people know exactly what took place and then obviously identify the victim and also notify next of kin.
Very good. Unfortunately, sad event. Wanted to ask you, interesting news note that we got the crime statistics for the country back. And despite what you might believe based on what you see and hear and read, violent crime declined in American cities in the first half of 2023, right? It's kind of, I mean, car thefts are up, but violent crime is down. How do we measure against that national trend?
Yeah, we're in the process of, I know other agencies have mentioned this as well, but the state of Florida is in the process of changing the way we report crime.
Right.
So if you change the way you report crime, you don't have an apples to apples type of situation. So I went back and just took a look at let's give me the number of nonviolent crimes, the number of violent crimes. Mm-hmm. And our numbers were, the last time I checked, which was a couple of weeks ago, our numbers were down also. Not very much, but they were down as well. Our homicide rates, typically what is what people ask about, and our homicide rates are always within one or two of each other from year to year to year. Mm-hmm. So regardless of what the crime rate the state of Florida is going to put out, which again, they may or may not put one out this year because, as I understand it, not every agency is able to use this new system
okay.
and to report based on their newfound criteria. And it's been quite frustrating, actually. We've had meetings about this. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement, they're trying. They're trying very hard to get it situated. But to answer your question is, based on the numbers of on specific crimes that I looked at, it is a little lower this year than it was last year. The nonviolent crime or the vehicle thefts and that sort of thing is quite a bit lower.
Oh, is it lower?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good. We're doing better than the country in that regard. We're talking to Sheriff Chip Simmons, Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
We have I-10 northbound at Fairfield. They're moving that disabled semi-truck right now, so that should be clearing up soon. We have some NAS traffic, Barrancas Navy Boulevard. It's really backed up there, so please use caution. Gulf Breeze Tiger Point construction traffic, as well as Wind Haven, getting slow eastbound, going past the Publix. I-10 eastbound, this is showing up now before Pine Forest, showing slowdowns there, so please use caution. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jake. Now back to Sheriff Chip Simmons. Sheriff, wanted to ask you about, and you may not know, I'm kind of curious. I had actually my afternoon news guy, Joe Ford, had said, hey, you're talking to Sheriff tomorrow. I said, yeah. And he's like, can you ask him about the drug take-back program this weekend? Are you guys participating in this? Do you know anything about the details, locations, or anything like that?
Well, I know that we're partnering with West Florida Hospital on a drug take back. I don't have the details on it with me right now, but
okay.
I know I signed some paperwork the last couple of weeks, actually, to participate in this because we obviously want people to take their old prescriptions and turn them in, in a safe place so they're not just in our waterways. That's always been something that's been a concern of all of us. We're participating, but I can't tell you that the locations because there are several locations throughout the area, and we are a participating location. I just don't know if that's taking place this weekend or not.
Okay, all right, fair enough. But just to be clear, this is a drug take back, not a drug buyback. The sheriff's department is not in the business of buying drugs from people.
Oh, actually, we are. If you want to sell drugs,
that's true. They just don't know your sheriffs usually.
We don't. Yeah. It may not go well for you.
By the way, how is the surveillance van program working?
Working well. We have a number of other locations that we have targeted. We're trying to figure out, because people say, hey, bring it to my neighborhood. And I understand.
Have you gotten a lot of requests for it?
We have gotten a lot of requests for it. We're actually doing another one, so we'll have two. But I think the issue we're having is there's too many people asking for them, too many locations.
Good problem.
We'll probably have it at the fair also because while it's nice for neighborhoods, it really is a surveillance platform. It really does have cameras around, and we want to make sure that we have the fair is the safest that it can be. But we're also looking at our top 10 nuisance locations, not necessarily businesses, but homes and neighborhoods, so we can go out there and bring the surveillance platform to an area that needs it.
What special preparations do you need to make for the fair?
Oh, a lot. We have
staffing plus all kinds of agencies, right? Not just ECSO.
Well, right, yeah. We do work with other agencies. It's primarily, though, the load is on the Escambia County Sheriff's Office and the fair security themselves. We have dozens and dozens of law enforcement officers. I think people forget sometimes it's not just the fair, it's the parking. It's the situating them in and out. And we do get complaints about the parking because there's so many people trying to get into the
right
space. And we do our best. That location, the intersection as the little triangle thing there, is not conducive to smooth, entrance and exits.
Right.
So we have to get out there quite a bit and work it. But we have been working on it quite a bit with the people at the fair. And so we obviously we have a plan for the safety and security at the fair.
Actually two things. One is we got kickball coming up this weekend, right?
Yeah, I hope you're
ready. Are you fully stretched out?
I hope you're ready. I've been stretching this morning. I think I pulled something.
Yeah, I'm also making zero preparations for this. I'm yeah. I'm trusting innate physical capabilities, which is usually a terrible plan.
Well, I mean, I'll eat, you know, three meals a day. So, and I'll make sure
you
that,
sleep.
That, yeah,
sleep?
Yeah, I'll do as
every
much
day.
Sleeping as I can. And, you know, daydream a little bit about this and that. But no, it should be very fun. It's this Saturday, 8 o'clock. If you're looking for something to do and you're looking for people to laugh at, and you have some children, we have announced.
We'll be there.
You know, we're those people.
That's right.
And so we should get out there. Gates open at 8. We start to first kick or pitch or whatever you want to call it. Is at 9 o'clock, and again, it's a lot of community leaders, elected officials, appointed officials, influencers, radio personalities, martial arts experts like Andrew McKay. And if you don't have the view that I have of these legs of Andrew McKay, you need to come on out there and see those. You'd think in summertime there should probably be some tan, but there's not.
No,
there's
no.
Not. It's I'm not sure how he works it out, but it's you know.
There are even whiter parts of my body. You want to see a belly?
No.
Has never
Thank
seen
you,
the light of
no.
the day in a
Thank
long
you,
time.
No. All right, for those who are listening, that's not part of the game. We're going to actually provide Andrew with two shirts so that he can wear
just
so
to be sure to protect
happen.
Everybody.
Yeah. No, but it sounds like fun. We're going out there and play, and then we have this little surprise. If you bring your children, the last inning or two, we're gonna you know give them a shirt. First 50 or so. Then they can come out and they can kick the ball around with us and show us how it's really
they
done.
They can do it right, yeah.
Yeah, let's get some younger kids.
I'm just
out there.
Terrified. I'm going to take a nice big swing and kick the turf and die is what I think is going to happen. I'm going to, you know, break my foot off or something like that. So,
well, and it's kickball because of that, so that there's a slightly slighter chance of injuring each other.
Oh, I'll find a way. It'll be fine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's no doubt.
So this is going to be Saturday, starts at 8?
Saturday. Gates open at 8. Game starts at 9. 9 to about 11. So you still have time to come on out there, laugh a bit. And if you got children, bring them out there. And we're inviting them down to the field again in the last inning. So if they've never run around, kicked around and on the real professional baseball
field.
Very
nice field.
Then, you can come on down there and just enjoy it. The weather should be perfect. And we should have just a great time laughing at each other in a what would I call a semi-competitive
Exactly.
Nature.
Well, I will hold my other question for next time because that's perfect. That's a great way to end it. Sheriff Chip Simmons, as always, sir, thank you for the time. Thank you for keeping us safe, keeping us informed, sir. I always appreciate it.
You bet. Y'all take care.
751 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.